muted mass there. I think it might be the colour green. It brushes gently against the glass, whispering, when everything else in this small, white room is still and silent. There are voices, footsteps. I hear them just outside the door. The two doctors step inside the room, and I strain to catch their movements, a blur of white. They come every day at about this time, when the light is a little softer. This is how I know it is the afternoon. My heart pulses faster. Will this be the time they notice I am still here, behind the invisible, soundproof partition that now separates me from the real world? To them, I am in a vegetative state, lying on the narrow bed, eyes wide open, frozen, still as a corpse. But inside my head, I am standing tall, hammering my splayed fingers and flat palms against the non-existent glass, screaming to be let out. "Look at me!" I yell. "Look at me!" But they hardly ever do. Look at me, that is. They talk about me, observe me from a distance, but they don't touch me or look me in the eyes. If they did, a doctor or a nurse might see the slightest flicker of an eyelash, an almost imperceptible tremor of a finger.